Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. A couple people said good. A couple people didn't answer. So that's good. As you're in prayer this week, continue to pray for our team that's out in Guatemala. Pastor Craig and Pastor Sarah are out there with a team. Let's just pray for God to continue to move in there. And also we pray for our Crowder's kids who are coming back this afternoon. I know some parents had a good time without having any kids, but they're coming back today. So, and they had a great time. God moved there, so we're so grateful for that. We are in a new series called Siding with God, and this morning's message is going to be called Process of Hearing God Through His Word. Raise your hand if you want to hear God speak. That's good. Raise your hand if sometimes you have trouble hearing God speak. Just... Well, this morning we're going to go through his word, and I pray through the Holy Spirit that this gives you a roadmap this week in your prayer closet to start hearing the Lord speak. This morning we're going to talk about how to discern the voice of the Lord. My prayer this morning is that through the work of the Holy Spirit that we would have a better understanding of how to discern his voice, and what steps we need to take as believers to make sure that we are hearing the Lord and hearing him clearly. Church, we must understand the Lord is speaking, but are we listening? Do we know his voice when he speaks? And how do we discern his voice when we are struggling to hear him with all the noises that are filled with our minds? One of the main things I want you to write down today is one thing is that God is talking to you. Can you say that to me? Well, don't say God is talking to me. Say it this morning. God is talking to me. It may not seem like it, but he is. And he has some things to share with you that will change your life. And if you haven't been hearing from him, it's time to figure out why. One way to turn up the volume on God's voice is to renew your mind to the fact that he wants to talk to you every day. And this next point, I would like you to write this down. It says, when you increase your expectancy, you also increase your ability to hear him. I'm going to say that again. When you increase your expectancy, you also increase your ability to hear him. So what does that mean? When you go into prayer, come in there with an expectancy that you are going to hear from the Lord, that he is going to speak in the midst of your prayer time. So as we read in Scripture, there are many times that the Lord communicates with his people, and there are many different methods that the Lord uses to speak to his people. The first one is Exodus 3. He speaks to Moses through a burning bush. And in Exodus 19:9, he speaks to him through a thick cloud. And then in 1 Kings 19:12, in a gentle whisper. Now, sometimes we see these movies and they say God is speaking in this loud, audible voice. Sometimes he can speak that way. But sometimes he also speaks gently and he whispers to our soul and in our spirits. Joel 2:28 and 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 11 lets us know that the Holy Spirit also communicates with people through dreams and visions. These scriptures show us that the Lord is communicating with his people to give hope, to give direction. The Lord will use any and anything to get his plan and his purpose out to his people. Once again, church, the Lord speaks. Our main scripture this morning is in John 10, 27. And this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So Jesus is saying in this text that he is the shepherd that watches over the sheep. He feeds them and he guides them and protects them. So the sheep have learned to trust the shepherd and recognize his voice because they know the shepherd ensures that they are safe. And this scripture also talks about a relationship. The reason why the sheep are comfortable with the shepherd because the shepherd is with the sheep and they become comfortable because they're in relationship. Now, how many married people are in the house? Can you raise your hand if you're married? Okay. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Wives, please don't hit the husbands when they ask these questions this morning. I'm going to be watching for you. So, if you're in a marriage and you don't speak to your significant other, don't talk to them, don't say a word to them, is that relationship going to grow? No, it's not going to grow. That's the same way the Lord wants us. That's what happens with us with the Lord. If we're not speaking to him, if we're not communicating with him, how can we recognize his voice? I let everybody know in the first service, this room could be packed to the brim with people. But if my wife calls my name out of all these people in this room, I can guarantee you I'm going to hear it. For a couple of reasons. One, if she's screaming my name and there's a lot of people in the room, I'm probably in trouble. So I'm going to definitely know that voice. Any husbands can recognize the voice when they're in trouble. But also I know her voice because I'm in relationship with her. And it doesn't matter how large the room is, because I'm intimate with her, because I know her, because I speak to her, because on a day-to-day basis I talk to her, I know that voice. It could be the largest crowd in the room, I'm going to recognize her voice. And that's how the Lord wants us to be with him. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of struggle, amidst of tough times, he doesn't want us to get distracted with any other voices. He wants us to be able to know his voice in the midst of all the voices and all the sounds. So this morning, I have a few points that I want to go through for us to be able to hear his word. So the first point is, through his word. If you could say that with me, say, through his word. That is one way we can hear the voice of the Lord. Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. As God speaks through his word, he makes clear his character and his nature. Also, the word provides warning for disobedience and promises rewards for obedience, with the greatest reward being God himself. So this is one way you'll be able to hear what God is saying, is if you know what his word is saying to you. Because when you know God, you know his character, you know his nature. And the more you know his word, and in the scripture it says, all scripture is breathed out by God. So this word is what he is speaking to you. That's why it's so important on a day-to-day basis that we pick up our Bibles and we read, so we will get to know what God is saying. Amen? A little too quiet this morning, guys. I know I'm the short preacher, but you got to be, if I'm going to go long if you don't speak, if you're not. The second point this morning that you can write down is through prayer. Through prayer. Psalms 85:8 says, let me hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Now, this is the important part, and I want you to write a couple things down. This scripture confirms to us that when we pray, the Lord will speak. Prayer is a dialogue where we speak with God, and the Lord speaks to us. Listening in prayer centers around a clear request for God's guidance. We wait on God in a time of silence, giving the Lord the opportunity to speak. Sometimes we must stop and be quiet so we can hear the Lord speak. This is a very important part to listen to because, and I'm very guilty of this, you go into prayer and say, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need healing, I need breakthrough in my finances, my kids are driving me crazy, God, heal them, touch them, save them, deliver them, and then we get up and go. And the Lord is kind of like the jump rope. You know when you're trying to have a conversation with someone, but they're taking over the whole conversation, and you're like, you're doing this game, you're like, I want to say something, but they never let you get a word in? That's sometimes what we do in prayer. We go to God and we tell him all our petitions, all our problems, all our issues, and then we walk away. And we never take the time to allow God to say, I want to say something to you, but you're taking up the whole conversation. That's why it's important for us as believers that in our prayer time, yes, tell the Lord the things that you're dealing with. It's okay to do those things. I'm not saying that you can't, but there has to be a time for you to sit and wait for the Lord's response. I know we're in a culture where it's hard to sit in silence. We've got our phones, we've got all this technology. But for God to speak, sometimes we have to just sit and listen. Amen. As you pray, God takes your focus off your needs and moves your focus to his love and his power. Through prayer, God conforms your perspective to his purposes. He establishes his priorities for your life, and he leads us. The next point, and this is one of very important point here, through godly counsel. Now, they didn't underline it. I wanted them to underline the godly counsel. One important way that God communicates his guidance to us is through godly counsel. God uses his people to speak into our lives and help guide us along the right path for our lives. Psalm 73 and 24 says, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will receive me to glory." And this next scripture is one of my favorite scriptures. It's Proverbs 11, 14. And it reads, "Where there is no guidance, a people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety." So in my own personal life, I have two individuals that I have a spiritual father who's a pastor in Texas, and I have one of my best friends who is a senior pastor of a church in Connecticut. And they have been by my side for years. There is not one decision made in my life that I don't go to them and speak to them about. They know the good, the bad, and the ugly about my life. A lot of the ugly they know, amen, but they have been with me through a lot of different situations. And I remember the process of when I was interviewing here for the worship pastor position. I had been out of ministry for a year, and this opportunity came, and it was about 5 days into the interview process, and I'd been asking the Lord, like, "God, I need to hear you, because it's coming up. What's going to happen? What should I do here? You know, I've had these phone interviews, and it's getting serious here," and I wasn't hearing anything. And I went to my mentors. I was like, "Bro, I'm not hearing anything from the Lord. And it's coming up. They're going to fly me out here, and I don't know what's going to happen." And I remember him just speaking and praying. He's like, "Once you go through the door, you're going to know. God's going to give you the answer." And it gave me a peace. And I remember walking through this door for a rehearsal, and the first person I met was Dan Houston. And I met the worship team, and it was just a calming came on me. And then I came to the service, led worship, met everyone here, and it was just peace. What he had spoken over my life came to pass. But I was in a season where I wasn't hearing, so I was grateful for the counsel of someone that I know is, one, knows the Lord, who's faithful in the faith, and who hears from the Lord. It's very important that you have people in your life that you know hear from the Lord so they can give you godly wisdom. Say that with me. Godly wisdom. You don't want to make any decision without hearing from the Lord. Amen? Another way that the Lord speaks is through worship. God can speak to us while we are worshiping him. Worshiping through song is not only a way for us to communicate to him and be in awe of who he is, but can also assist us in helping us realize what God is trying to say to us. Worship is more than just a song. It's a condition of the heart and state of mind. Even this morning as we were worshiping, the Lord was still even downloading stuff for this message in my heart, because the atmosphere in here was so set for the Lord to speak. When we were in here and we were lifting our hands and singing "Worthy of It All," when you're in those precious moments, that's where God wants to communicate the most to you. So just don't come in and just think it's just, "Oh, we're just singing three songs." So this is the time for the Lord to speak and communicate to you. And this is my last point. I'm going to spend some time on this one, because this one I struggled with. And I want you to say it with me: through circumstances. Say it. Through circumstances. There is always a lesson to be learned when we are going through situations in our life. The good, the bad, and the ugly are all lessons to learn from. Genesis 50 and 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." The next scripture is Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And even as we were in worship, the Lord dropped another scripture in my spirit. And this scripture is Psalms 119, 67 and 68. This is not going to be on the screen. If you want to go to it, it's Psalms 119, 67 and 68. It says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees." There are some things we won't learn because we are hard-headed sometimes. Amen. And there are some times we won't learn some things unless we are afflicted or we are dealing with certain circumstances. Those circumstances will bring us closer to Jesus, closer to the cross, more than any lesson here. Because when you're dealing with situations, you don't know what to do. And sometimes you just have to run to who you know is the only one that can help you. And sometimes the only time that happens is when we're going through situations. What's another reason why we need to know the Lord, the voice of the Lord? Even today, as Reese was talking, the Lord was dropping more in my spirit. You can start playing, Glenn. The reason why it's very important that we need to know the voice of the Lord. In these last days, there's going to be a lot of voices. Good and bad. The scripture says The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. As we get closer to the last days, sound doctrine could be a thing of the past. And that's why it's important as believers that we know this word. That we have this word hidden in our heart. That on a day-to-day basis, we are in our scriptures. So if those lying spirits preach something other than what's in this word, we'll know that that's not the Lord. But you won't know those things if you're not in your word. He'll speak to you as you get deeper and intimate into his word. You'll get to know his nature. You'll get to know who he is as you begin to get deeper into his word. My prayer for us this morning as a church is that we would be a church that knows the voice of the Lord. That we wouldn't just be hearers of the word, but we would be doers of the word. Come on, if you could just stand with me this morning. Come on. Come on, just lift your hands in this place. I pray this week that as you get into your prayer closet, that still small voice would speak to you. For those who walked in this morning with going through difficulties that we don't know of, dealing with financial issues, dealing with stuff at work, dealing with your health, I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to you intimately this week. I pray as you give your petitions to the Lord that you would also take the time to sit and just listen to him. Let him give you direction. Let him give you guidance. Let him speak peace over you. In those storms that seem to be so, that are raging right now, I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak peace over those storms in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray we'll be a church that would be hunger to hear your voice. That when you speak, Lord God, everything ceases, Lord God. We don't worry about time. We don't worry about agendas, Lord God, but we just want to hear your voice, Lord. For those in here who are just desperate to hear your voice, Lord God, I pray out of that desperation, Lord God, that their hunger will come forth and that you would continue to speak, Lord God. And after you speak, Lord God, we would say your servant is listening. And we would obey and move in the direction that you would want us to go. Father God, you hear our hearts cry this morning. Speak because your servant is listening. Speak peace right now, Lord God. Calm every raging storm in this house right now. Father God, let your name be praised through all of it. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus.